Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar.
What's up? What is going on with my people out there tonight? Y'all know it's Brown Sugar, and I got to tell you that tonight we are going to chop it up and talk about little Hollywood headlines. And so I am actually in the process right now of, just kind of, taking it smooth tonight. I want to take my time. I actually booked a late night so that we can have the opportunity to, just go over some things and some of the stories that really touched me over these past few days, just unbelievable. And so I just want to say that I got to talk about it. You know, things that are on my mind, many of you are looking at, the finals, the game that just played, and I have to say that I'm very disappointed in Orlando Magic, that disappointing win that the Lakers had. I am not happy about it. Yes, I'm a Laker hater, if that's what y'all want to call me. Then, look, so be it. That's what we're going to call it. But, hey, it is what it is. So I just want to say that tonight I am just really excited and looking forward to just talking about different things that were on my mind. And so what I'm going to do is set it off with a little bit of background music. Y'all know how I get down here on Brown Sugar Radio. I just want to kind of just chill a little bit tonight. And so that's what we're going to do is get the mood started. But first, like I said, the most shocking story of this week actually came when it was mentioned that Mike Tyson's daughter, oh my goodness, how unbelievably sad, his little girl, neck got caught up in a, from what I've read, that her neck, the cord from a treadmill wrapped around her neck, and Lord knows I'm still trying to figure out how did this happen. It doesn't make sense to me. But hey, whatever be the case, I just want to send my condolences to the family. I know that Mike Tyson and his family released a statement after his daughter, Exodus, was called to heaven by the angels after the tragic incident that occurred at the family's home in Phoenix. Now, many of y'all know that the girl Brown Sugar is from Phoenix. And I just want to say that this is unbelievably sad. Rushed to the hospital, and she was put on life support, and she was only 4 years old and then pronounced dead following day. So here's a release statement from the Tyson family. It says, "We are grateful for the tremendous outpouring of love and prayers from all over the world. There are no words to describe the tragic loss of our beloved ex. We ask you now to please respect our needs at this very difficult time for privacy, to grieve, and to help each other heal." So we definitely want to continue to keep them uplifted in prayer as the family goes through this trying time. Wow, 4 years old. I have a 3-year-old, so I just couldn't even imagine. You feel me? It's just really sad. Really, really sad. But, hey, like I said, we're just going to keep them uplifted in prayer. Now, another thing I want to kind of chop up tonight is the fact that many of you remember when Britney Spears was going through, her little trying time there, and she shaved her head. She had her marriage to Kevin, Federline was just all over the news, and it failed, and she was facing the rough custody battle for the kids, and her music career was in a slump. I mean, it just really seems like it could not have gotten any worse, okay, for Britney Spears, like, for real. But what reports have stated that on February 16th, 2 days after she had left the rehab clinic, Spears shocked the world, okay, by walking into a salon, and she shaved her head, which many of us do. Now, what drove the fallen star to flip, all right, a new tell-all about Spears by Hollywood ghostwriter Steve Dennis claims it was all an act of self-sabotage following years of being controlled by him and her parents, okay? The head shaving had little to do with self-loathing or a loathing against the public persona that had defined her until then. Now, that's deep, huh? So what few people knew was that Britney was actually growing with her mom, Lynn, who seemed to be constantly reminding her of her motherly duties and responsibilities, kind of nagging her. What made Britney the most irate was that her mom kept mentioning how her ex, Kevin, wasn't forever on the town, okay? So this was all being viewed as controlling behavior. You know, how her mother just pretty much kept dictating to her and continues to just, you know, tell her she should do this, you should do that, and it made her rebel. So the head-shaving moment, okay, was basically, it was like the escalation of rebellion heightened by her heartbroken divorce, the custody battle that can be tracked back to 2004 when Britney decided she no longer wished to conform or be controlled to take instruction from anyone. So that was her way of ridding herself of the performer's identity than by losing the very hair she was famous for, okay? It was more so like a sabotaging act of freedom, to free her soul, to free her mind. That was her way of, you know, basically saying, hey, I want to be me. I want to be free. I do not want to be controlled anymore. And good grief, who can blame her for that, right? I mean, most certainly, who can blame her for that? I know I know she's had a rough year. She's actually doing wonderful now, and I'm very happy for Britney. Very, very, very happy because of the simple fact that she's really making a comeback. Now, for those of you who are Snoop Dogg fans, at the Candyland is going to be at the Playboy Mansion. It's going to be this Saturday, June 6th. You want to come and party with the Candyland guests of honor? It'll be Hugh Hefner and the girl, Crystal Harris, and the Shannon Twins, with Snoop Dogg will be performing live. It's supposed to be the most outrageous party of the summer. So if y'all want to kick it, get your tickets, because Hugh Hefner is doing his thing, and he's doing it big. They're supposed to have DJs there and food, and the ladies are going to be actually dressed as candy, okay, but they have the candy painted on their body. So interesting, you know, like a Kit Kat pack. Hey, if they like it, I love it. Do you? But on to a little bit of the celebrity baby edition section. I kind of want to chop it up a little bit about that tonight also. I want to say for Jennifer Hudson, now you know there was rumors going back and forth that Jennifer Hudson was pregnant, okay? Now, after previously denying pregnancy rumors back in April, it was reported that Jennifer Hudson celebrated her mommy-to-be status this weekend with friends and family at her baby shower. Sources say that the shower was held in Chicago, with a quite small gathering, with mostly family. Actress Felicia Fields, long-term friend of Jennifer, told sources that the happy couple does not know the gender of the baby, doing it old school style. So instead of pink and blue, they're mostly going to receive like a lot of yellows and greens, a lot of neutral colors for the baby. But it's reported that Jennifer is 7 months pregnant, and this information was found by the Chicago Sun-Times. So congratulations for Jennifer. I know she's had a rough year, and by all means, she deserves some happiness now. She deserves solitude and peace in her life, and so congratulations. Moving on to more celebrity baby news, though. Khalid's baby shower was at Soho. Okay, it was reported that Khalees had her baby shower this past weekend as well at the Soho House in New York. 40 of the singer's closest friends and family members celebrated with the mommy-to-be, showering her with gifts of designer baby clothes, baby monitors, Bugaboo strollers, Jordan sweatsuits, and a Louis Vuitton diaper bag. Get it, girl. Khalees is expected to give birth this summer. Many know that Khalees filed from divorce. Allegedly, Nas was committing infidelity and verbal abuse to her, all right? But listen, it doesn't stop there. This divorce now is reportedly getting very ugly, okay? It was stated that Nas asked the judge to deny Khalees from getting any spousal support. So we'll have to definitely keep it locked on that story. Moving on, though, to bigger baby news, we got to say congrats to Kimora and is it Digimon? I can never pronounce his name. But anyway, her baby daddy, Chocolate Thang, they had a baby boy. Now, peep this. Okay, apparently not going into labor can even keep Kimora from tweeting, all right? At least that's what it seems to be the case with the new mom. Kimora Lee, many of you know she's the fat fashion CEO of Baby Fat and Fat Farm. But on her Twitter page, she had announced that she was in labor, and this is exactly what she tweeted, okay? It's time. No turning back. At hospital, in labor right now, followed shortly by having contractions now. Ooh-wee. It's like, whoa. Love and light. And this is a KLS of a tweet. So I thought, look, this is a cool thing. You know, Kimora's such a diva, right? She was even nice enough to send along a tweet pic from her hospital bed, looking nothing short of glamorous, of course. You know how she does it. 16 hours later, E! News had confirmed that Simmons and her partner, who I'm going to attempt to say this name again, y'all, Digimon Hanasaw, oh, I know I tore it up, are proud parents, says her rep, Kimora, and her man. The son was born Saturday, May 30th, that morning. And now the face of Baby Fat, an Oscar-nominated actor, okay, they've actually been together since March of 2007, following the split from Kimora's husband, Russell Simmons, all right? Now, the two Simmons actually share custody of their two daughters, Ming Lee, who's 9, and Yoki Lee, who's 6. But this is Lord Digimon's, gosh, how do you say his name? Kimora's man's first child. But listen. This is what she decided to name the baby, okay? She sent this also on her Twitter page. Kimora must love the tweet. Girl, I ain't mad at you. New form of communication, huh? Kimora tweeted, "Welcome into the world, Kenzo Lee Hanasan." That, gosh, I cannot say that name. He weighed 8 pounds even and was a whopping 20 inches. So, I mean, just awesome, totally awesome. Now, I have been hearing rumors about Kimora being pregnant for quite some time. She actually kept that on the wraps. You know who else that I heard, speaking of celebrity baby news, since we're going over Hollywood headlines tonight, was that Fantasia was pregnant by, what's his name? T.I.'s homie. Sodaline Young Dro. There you go. I was told that they have a baby together, and I've been kind of trying to research it. She's been keeping that real low-key. So that was the reason why she dropped out of The Color Purple. Many of you know that was Oprah's production and had toured nationwide. And I believe Michelle from Destiny's Child took her place because it was reported that Fantasia was pregnant and could not continue on with the tour. So that's something I got to definitely look into and gather some more information on. Got to say what's up to all my listeners in the chat room, my chat box, as usual. As usual, is giving me a hard time here, but it's all good. I'm going to keep it rolling on Brown Sugar Radio. I know I have listeners out there. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the live show on Blog Talk Radio. But we're going to keep it going. So now, many of you have been following this Chris Brown and Rihanna case, and it appears the case has kind of been low-key. I haven't heard too much other than these photos, okay, that had leaked. With Rihanna and Chris Brown allegedly in the bed together, all right? Now, the sad part is that it cost Rihanna a cover shoot with Vogue, and Rihanna's not too happy about it. It's reported that editor Anna Wintour wanted to work with Rihanna, but sources say that the leaked photos have changed her mind, and so she's not returned any of Rihanna's phone calls. Rihanna was ecstatic about shooting with Vogue and hopes that the magazine changes their mind. The photos, like I said earlier, were of Rihanna and Chris Brown laying in the bed together. Now, this is the cold part. Supposedly, this source says, it's always a secret source, right, states that they believe it was Chris Brown behind the leaked photos trying to, you know, sabotage Rihanna since they've broken up. I don't know if that's true either, because I heard rumors they were together. Now I heard rumors they're not together. I don't know what's going on, but all I want to know is, you know, is both of them, are they happy? Are they healthy? Are they, you know, trying to get their lives back on the right track? That's the most important thing to me. So by all means, God bless both of them. One good thing, you know, a lot of people say Chris Brown, with him being as young as he is, that, you know, they were concerned about the fact that he was so young and had, you know, possibly this allegation, you know, over his head. But I just got to say that, you know, he's young. I pray he learned from it. And let this be something that, you know, he can bounce back from and use it in a positive manner and help to educate and motivate other young men not to follow in his footsteps. Now, moving right along, Rockaware, many of y'all know, Jay-Z, The Rock, heads to China, building 300 stores. Shut up. Jay-Z is serious about this cash flow, and I ain't mad at him. Now, peep this. Jay-Z has inked a deal with Boys and Ding International Holdings, all right, to bring the Rockaware brands overseas to China. Okay, from spring of 2010, Boys and Ding will produce products from the men and women Rockaware line, with plans to open 300 stores across the country over the next 3 years. Now, Jay-Z sold Rockaware, the iconic brand group, in 2007. Now, Pete said, grab your seat, because the brother sold it for $204 million. Yes, sir. He wasn't playing. Now, though remain to oversee the development and marketing of Rockaware, he says he and Neil Cole made a commitment to building Rockaware into a global lifestyle brand. And this validates their joint efforts to bring an authentic interpretation of American fashion to young people around the world. So, big up, Jay. I ain't mad at you. Get that money. Now, moving on to some other news. DMX's wife, Tashira Simmons, okay? While DMX was locked away, she decided to use that time to write a book. And she speaks on how she fell in love with DMX and watching him snatch an old lady's pocketbook. And you will get this and more in the book as she talks about how she dealt with the ups and downs of her life with DMX over the past 20 years. Now, it's reported that Tashira was a good Christian girl prior to meeting DMX. So I guess opposites attract, huh? Hey. Make it do what it do. Now, another thing's on a wifey note. The wife of T.I., all right, and the ex-wife of Lil Wayne make their TV debut. They're going to actually, it'll be Teenie, the wife of T.I., and Toya, the former wife of Lil Wayne, are going to create a reality series, y'all. I think it's going to be kind of hot. For real, I do. Now, a lot of people talking like, yeah, whatever, you know, they just trying to make money while T.I. in jail and this, that, and the other. Yeah, I got plenty of money. I think it's a great thing to keep Teenie busy. You know what I'm saying? I think that it's a great way for her to establish her own independence so she's not in the shadow of her husband. Now, many of you know that she was in the group Escape, okay? So she had her own thing going prior to meeting T.I. But I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful way to keep her busy and to keep her focused. And for the children, it's gonna, now the series is supposed to be debuting on BET this summer around June 30th, all right? The series will follow the lives of the two ladies as they deal with life with the two hip-hop's most successful rappers, but also stepping into business ventures of their own, all right, set in Atlanta. Now, as BET puts it, the network's latest provocative half-hour, they call it a docudrama, chronicling the lives of two dynamic young women immersed in the craziness of the hip-hop world, but striving to find inner strength, peace, and purpose. It will also deal with the controversy of both T.I. and Lil Wayne's legal troubles. So that seems like it's going to be an interesting show. Definitely, y'all want to keep it locked, though, because it's supposed to be airing around June 30th. Now, many of y'all know I love my boy Trey Songz, and I got to shout out Troy Taylor, because he certainly supports Brown Sugar Radio. Much love. Big ups to both of them doing their thing. I've seen the new video, I Need a Girl, on Brown Sugar Radio. I mean, look at this, on Brown Sugar Radio. Did I speak something? On BET. And just an incredible man. Just Troy is an excellent producer. Trey, excellent singer. But on June 15th, now, Trey Songz will release his original demo, Genesis, that landed him a deal with Atlantic Records, right? And this will include tracks like About the Game, which was featured on Baby Nate's website, and Coach Carter soundtrack. And it'll be available for free download. All right, so y'all better check it out now. Support my boy. Trey Songz is in the works of planning a mixtape tour where he will also perform songs from his highly anticipated third album, Ready, which will be available in stores and online on August 4th, 2009. All right, so show my boy some love. All right, support him, please. Because he's just an incredible, talented young man, and I do believe in supporting great talent. Now, this is funny to me. Wendy Williams is talking about sizing up Oprah Winfrey and taking it over. She's saying that she believes her show will be bigger. It was reported now. Let me change my words now. She didn't tell me this personally, but it was reported that last summer she proclaimed, the queen of all media, that she wants to be the daytime queen and take over Oprah. She feels that her show will actually be juicier and her show will take over the Big O. All right? Now, we would definitely see what happened because, see, this is the weird thing. Her show fell off last year. We don't know what happened to it. Now, it's alleged that the show is supposed to be coming back this summer. As a matter of fact, July 13th is the day that it was reported that the national syndicated show is supposed to air again. But, you know, it only aired for 6 weeks last summer, and it didn't flourish the way she expected, or I don't know if she didn't get the volume of viewers that she needed. Who knows? But, baby girl, you talking about taking over Oprah? That's a pretty big task. Speaking of Oprah Winfrey, many of you know that she lost her throne this year for the Forbes most powerful celebrities. I can't believe it. I'm really kind of shocked about this. But Angelina Jolie is now number one. She took the number one spot, knocked the Big O off the throne for the most powerful celebrity. However, Oprah Winfrey is still holding it down for the wealthiest. Oprah ranked in over 275 million buckaroos for the year of 2008, and Angelina Jolie did 27 million. I ain't mad at that. Shoot, I'd take 27 million, you feel me? In a minute, give me 1 million, and I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? But amongst the most powerful women was Beyonce Knowles, and then once again, like I said, Oprah Winfrey. And we also had, it was so many on there. I'm trying to think of the fourth one. I should have had it, wrote it down. But, hey, if y'all want to check it out, just go to Forbes.com. Look, you know Sugar's going to keep it real with you. All right. Well, at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back after these messages. Y'all definitely keep it locked on the hot spot.
Welcome, everyone, to the Lovologist Live. I'm your host, the Lovologist.
People don't realize what I've done, where I stand, and what I'm here for. But none of that matters, because everybody in this world and in this game got to open up the eyes and stop skipping class.
You know, I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
I'm in no way saying I have all the solutions to the problems that ail us in life or in love.
I'm gonna make it do.
But I'll provide a foundation so that you'll be able to utilize the information I give you and build something that's productive.
We're living in
either
a
right now
everybody is
or
struggling
in the future.
For their lives. The stress, the depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you.
I stand here knowing that my story is part of a larger American story. That
blessings of peace.
I owe a debt to all of those who came before me, and that in no other country on earth
to my brothers and sisters all around the world,
some helpful tips on dating as far as being a single brother.
You prove to people every day that even though I've only known you for what, a couple weeks now, a few weeks now, You've already made an impact. People always think you have to sit up here and work your way into everyone's life. I don't think that's the case with anyone. Sometimes people have that first impact, first day, and that's what you're doing. So, I don't have anything to
look at. Now you know I got a call to toast my board of apologies. You should have told this voice on
the phone. We'll cause laughter. It may cause some tears. But one thing that will happen is that I will not hold back. It'll be raw, ripping, but honest. Tell me, when was the last time you heard that from a man? That
is,
if you can handle the truth.
Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss Cherry, checking in with Brown Sugar Radio. Y'all know what it is. Tune in.
Who's Mike Spielberg?
Who? Mike Spielberg. I don't know who that is.
Spike who?
Mike Spielberg. I have no idea who that is. Can you tell me?
Spike Spielberg is bringing Hollywood to the Queen City.
Y'all done heard of him. Y'all like, don't know him. You better know him. You better know. You better recognize.
You can check out Spike Spielberg live from the director's chair weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/skeebofilms. SKEEBOFILMS. Or log on to www.spikespielberg.com for more information.
This is Gal Lil Chatter for sure. I'm here kicking it with my girl, Brown Sugar. You know it is what it is, the real home girl. You know?
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? This is Troy Taylor, Songbook Entertainment, and I got my man, Trey Songz.
Yup. You know what it is, baby. We chilling right here on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. You know I need a girl.
Come on, man. Here's something for him.
Baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl. So come on, pretty lady, won't you holler back? I need a girl.
Everybody cheat, right? Come on.
say things about you, like how you's a freak and I, how you do things she never, I never get the pleasure, because of the morning after, the shame she would feel inside, the lecture I'd have to sit through, how her mama raised her right, y'all both rock different hairdos, but y'all kind of look alike. I know the way I tell it sounds wrong, but it feels so right.
Girl, oh, girl,
I'm cheating on my
girl. Girl,
I'm cheating on my
girl. Girl,
cheating on my
girl.
Yo, you know what this is, man. It's your boy Big Jig, a.k.a. the Talk of the Mid, man. The former BET 106 Apart Freestyle Friday champ, man. And I'm doing it real big right here with my homegirl Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. Yeah.
So we're back after that quick commercial break. Thank you so much for staying tuned to the live show on Blog Talk Radio. So as we continue to talk about a little bit of Hollywood news and headlines that have recently surged. Now, Pete. This, if you got some airline traveling to do, okay, this is the lowest I've ever seen in the history of aircraft, air flying, traveling, flying, jet flying history. A new low-cost airline targets smaller markets. That's the only thing that is kind of a downfall about it, but I'm telling you, these tickets are $9. You feel me? Clearwater, Florida-based Jet America said 34 nonstop passenger flights a week will start July 13th at Toledo, Ohio, South Bend, okay, Indiana, Melbourne, Florida, Newark, New Jersey, Minneapolis, and Lansing, Michigan. Now, the 28 flights start or end at Newark Liberty International Airport. The carrier will add six more flights from Toledo to Minneapolis starting August 14th. But Jet America is targeting small and mid-sized cities like Lansing, which have seen the number of, you know, daily flights as its capital region international airport. Now, the fall from 35 to 12 over the past 5 years, the decline is part of a national trend that has seen airways increase at these airports as daily flights have decreased, okay? Now, the prices will start at $9 a seat, and the top ticket will probably be about $199, is what the article states. Now, the $9 prices will apply to the first nine passengers, all right, for the first 9 to 19 seats, excuse me, on each plane. The passengers will pay $15 to check a bag. Food, drinks, and in-flight TV will also come at cost. The carrier is starting out with one leased Boeing 737 and expects to add a second in the first month, all right? So as of now, they say that they have as many as four by July, and next year, you know, they're planning to truly expand the business. But, hey, if you live within those cities that I just named, $9 tickets, y'all better go ahead and book y'all flights for the rest of the year at them rates. You feel me? I'm just mad they ain't trying to get out here to Vegas. But it is what it is. Now, moving on to some craziness. I was reading an article, and this, whew, this right here kind of blew my mind, okay? I mean, for real. Blew my absolute mind. A mother throws her baby at a Walmart employee. So y'all say, shut up. I mean, for real. Now, this is from the Associated Press in Memphis, Tennessee. The police charged a woman, and this was an African-American woman, y'all, color folks, chocolate woman, whatever you want to call her, sister, girlfriend, all that. Now, let me get back on track because I'm just so heated about this topic. Police have charged a woman who they say used a child car seat with a two-month-old infant inside to hit a Walmart employee. Detective Monique Martin said in a news release on Monday that Camilla Fields of Memphis, Tennessee, was charged with felony child abuse and neglect and assault. The police did not know if she had an attorney. A police report from this Wednesday incident says Fields was carrying the car seat when she was confronted by a security guard about shoplifting. Police says Fields threw the seat and ran away, causing the baby to land face down on the pavement. A paramedic treated the baby, regained consciousness. The child's mother, Stacy Cleese, was also charged with false reporting and child neglect. Hot mess. Why you gonna throw your baby at somebody, huh? Can y'all tell me why would you throw your baby at somebody? Come on now. What's going on with the world today? I mean, for real. What is truly going on? Anyway, all I know, I just have to just keep it praying. This world is crazy. You feel me? All right, so here we go. Let me move on to the next story because that one just really got me messed up right now. You know, I want to talk a little bit, just the death of Mike Tyson's daughter. I want to get back into this. And speaking of death, many of you, remember I just mentioned the story about Lil Wayne, okay, ex-wife, all right? Now, she reported, not much is known about her, but she reportedly met Lil Wayne during one of his performances at her middle school in September 2007. This is a report that came from Vibe magazine. Said they fell in love. They could see the baby when she was 14 and still in high school. Their daughter, Bridget Nae Carter, who was the center of internet death rumors last year, is 10 years old. Why on God's green earth would you seek death upon a child? That's so sick. So we definitely want to keep their daughter covered in prayer, because that's just evil. But speaking of death, like I said earlier, we were talking about the Mike Tyson story. You know, this is really amazing to me because the death rate of black teens, all right, in the inner city and higher with infants, mortality rates for African Americans, it was reported that we actually experienced quite a bit of financial hardships. You know, a lot of African-American children are not covered with life insurance, okay? And, you know, it's not, none of us have a child expecting for the child to die, okay? None of us do. We always want to continue to keep our children in prayer. We always want to make sure that we lead them and guide them the right way that God would have us to, and, you know, that God keeps his angels around them. But, you know, at the same time, we have to use wisdom, you know? And life insurance, I mean, a lot of people really feel it's not necessary if they're not old, you know, and that's a very unwise decision to make. It's very heartbreaking. It's one of the hardest, and I'm sure one of the most severe and complicated issues to deal with in life. But get prepared. You know, I want to encourage you. You know, Brown Sugar always tries to speak a little motivational moment, and this is my motivational moment right now, is that I want for each of you, all of my listeners, to prepare for the future. You know, life insurance is just as important as health insurance. You know, make sure you're covered, and not only you, but your children are covered. And I know none of us ever want anything to happen to our children, but if speaking with the alarming rates of African-American children that are not covered, it's unbelievable, okay? I mean, if you want to research it and look at the numbers, my goodness, it's crazy. So you want to make sure that you find out the types of insurance that are available, how they function, you know, how they can save you money, how you can have access to financial resources. The goal of life insurance is to provide funding to those you leave behind to cover expenses that result from your death, all right? So by all means, you know, I mean, if a father passes, this life insurance could possibly help his children go to college, you know what I'm saying? It could just provide so many wonderful assets. And I believe that I want to encourage each and every one of you to please take the time out to invest and to get a quality life insurance. They have so many wonderful ones that are out there. But do your research and make sure that you're covered and your children are covered. Because see, this is a fact, mortality rates for children are far lower than those for adults, the cost of life insurance is also lower, okay, which makes this more affordable for you, okay? And so funerals are not cheap. You know, according to the National Association of Funeral Directors, the average cost of a funeral is $6,500. All right, but this cost can easily be raised to $10,000 after including the burial plot, flowers, and other unexpected costs. The last thing you need after and during the loss of a child is to experience financial trauma, okay? So, you know, you want to make sure that we use wisdom, all right, and that we prepare. Certainly, we don't want, that's something we don't want to have to go through in life, but it happens, okay? So, another reason, too, which is a great point I'd like to make, your children may not be insurable when they become adults. You know, while the probability is low that your child will have a difficult time obtaining life insurance as an adult, there are some who, as they get older, may develop health issues that may prevent them from receiving a policy. Right now, while they're young and they're healthy and active and they have not been diagnosed with any sicknesses or illnesses, you want to make sure you take advantage of that, okay? And like I said, right now it's cheaper to insure children than it is adults, all right? So take advantage of that, you know? They have really inexpensive policies, you know, and it's just something, a lesson that has to be learned. So I just had to speak on that. That point real quick, as we spoke on those rumors about Lil Wayne's daughter being dead, which is horrible, and, you know, just African-American children as a whole, I just want to make sure that we plan and we prepare for our future, all right? Now, moving on to some more exciting news. Get this, okay? I don't know if I could. This is a test. This is a test. Because your girl, Susan, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. I don't know if I could have did this. You feel me? A woman finds a $357,959 cashier's check. And she returns it. She returned. I said, Lord, don't ever let me have to pass that. Don't let me have to pass that test. Don't let that test come my way. So $357,000. Man. Anyway, as she walked from the post office, Talon Curtis thought she found one of the most gimmicky sweepstakes offers on the ground that screamed something like, you know, you're going to win $357,000 in big bold letters. $357,000. This is not a real check in much smaller typing, okay? But what she found out was that it actually was a check. It was her part for a cleaner planet and delivered the paper from the parking lot trash. She said she noticed it was a real cashier's check with a real signature, all right, as she was cleaning the parking lot, doing her, you know, contribution to Clean Earth. She said she couldn't believe it. She almost passed out. Now, Curtis, who works as a loan negotiator, told the Associated Press she had never seen a check that big, not in her possession anyway. But she immediately set out to find its rightful recipient. But it was Saturday afternoon and all the banks were closed. So, on Monday, with the help of KCAL TV reporter Dave Malkoff, she located the check's owner, who had arrived at the bank in a panic. Can you preach this? I think she had walked in at the same time the bank manager called me, Curtis said. I could hear her walking up to him, and I could hear all the commotion in the background. Curtis said she spoke briefly with the woman on the phone about a possible meeting, and Pacific Meritel Bank instructed her to mail the check to them instead. Not willing to take a chance on the mail, Curtis delivered it personally. A bank employee confirmed it had arrived. Curtis said she never thought of keeping the check for herself, and she declined the woman's offer of an award. She's still just a little disappointed. Is she tripping? She declined the woman's offer of a reward. That woman needs to be smacked. Okay, because you didn't cash a check, woman, because you would have went to jail for that anyway, so I guess you wouldn't have been able to get around that. But this woman offering you a reward. Girl, you better get your blessing and get the pushing. Quit tripping. Curtis says she just wanted to see her face. Just want to let her know that there are honest people left in the world. I guess you could be honest, but golly, don't be foolish. My Lord. Moving on to Hollywood headlines, some more info I got. See, girl, I certainly got some stuff for you tonight. Now, Nick Cannon went on a rampage. This was, I guess in May. May 11th is when I believe this happened. And Nick Cannon went on a rampage Friday when he heard Eminem's Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon's diss track called Bagpipes from Baghdad, okay, on a leaked song. Eminem jokes about his previous short-lived dating stint with Mariah. Now, Eminem sarcastically suggests that he wants her back while making derogatory slants about Mariah and her newly wed husband of 1 year. Excuse me. Nick's anger blog response no longer appears on his website. However, it was cited by several news sources. According to MTV, Nick initially thought Bagpipes from Baghdad was a joke. I thought it was old material that had been dug up from when Duke fantasized about having a pretend fling with Mariah, the music television channel reported. But all of a sudden, I hear my name in the verse. My first reaction was like, oh, this is some new wow, that's too bad. Nick argues that Eminem's attack on Mariah is indicative of negative comments he made about black women on the song Foolish Pride, recorded prior to the release of his Interscope 1999 debut, the Slim Shady LP. How did we let him get away with that in the first place? He is a natural-born racist in disguise, Nick wrote. Nick says Eminem never got over Mariah, and he feels sorry for him because he must really be stuck in the past, Nick says, according to U.S. Magazine. Not only has his music not evolved, but also homeboy is still obsessed with my wife, the same female that wouldn't let him get to second base from 8 years ago. What type of grown man lies about getting with a chick? Only Slim Shady. Laugh out loud, Cannon added. Mariah addressed her relationship with Eminem on the song Clown from her 2003 album. All right, Mariah sang, You should have never intimidated we were lovers when you knew very well we were never even touched. Wait a minute, I'm trying to get my words right, y'all. Hold on. Mariah sang in her song Chamber Bracelet. It's on her 2003 album. Wait a minute, y'all. I'm gonna get this right. Hold on. Okay, it was the song called Clown on her 2003 album, Chamber Bracelet. Mariah sang, this was allegedly to Eminem, you should have never intimidated, we were lovers, when you knew very well we never even touched each other. Nick Cannon should have spoken out. Mariah is his wife and he needed to defend her, but Nick's approach is all wrong. According to the press release, this isn't a real beef. It is an album setup strategy with Eminem's shock value platform. The more people get riled up and complain, the bigger Eminem wins. By getting irritated, threatening Eminem, and digging up his old dramas, Nick has actually done what Marshall Mathers hoped he would. Eminem is the bad guy people love to hate. Nick has spent too much time on this subject matter, it was reported. Nick should have simply said that he did not appreciate the song and would discuss it with Eminem. What does he got to discuss with Eminem? That's his wife. Whatever. You know, people going to talk whether you're dead or gone. They're going to talk. So what? I say shut up and keep going. Anyway, people are mocking Nick's long play-by-play plan of attack. He just needs to contact Eminem, make a response record, or just move on. Otherwise, he is just fueling the hype of relapse, just like 50 Cent's Lord, I can't talk tonight. Just like 50 Cent's preoccupation with Rick Ross helped Ross deeper than rap secure, another number one debut. And y'all know that 50 Cent and Rick Ross have been beefing for quite some time back and forth now. So that's some interesting facts. I'll get into that a whole another day, though. There's so much stuff going on with that. Well, you know, that's about it that I have for tonight because I got to get into my show announcements. You know, I got some excellent shows that's coming up for the week, and I can't wait to let you know what's cracking on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Now, I actually usually do not do shows on Wednesdays. Y'all know that I do not do shows on Wednesdays. But I decided to go ahead and do it because of the simple fact that I absolutely love this next guest that's going to appear on Brown Sugar Radio. I got to give it up and show much love to my homegirl, Cece Tennyson, all the way from the PA. That gal holding it down from Phoenix, Arizona. We were so proud when she had her number one single, finally, and just we got a love bang, and I mean, that's my girl, you feel me? So Cece Tennyson will be arriving on Brown Sugar Radio this upcoming Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I went on ahead and I made some room for her because I said, I got to get you on my show. And we're going to talk about, you know, what she's been up to, where she's been, her new album she has out. And we just want to show the love because Cece is doing some major things. I want to support her. I want to, you know, get her to where she needs to be, help her to achieve her goals in her career. And certainly, that's what Brown Sugar Radio is here to do. So keep it locked next Thursday night as we have hit maker, sensation, Phoenix, Arizona, Nate in the house. Cece Tennyson. All right. Yeah, yeah. Now, my next show is going to be on June 11th. And on this show, I'm talking about, do men cheat more than women? Do you feel like men can't be faithful to their women? You know, do they get bored too quickly? Do women kind of hold it down longer than men do? I want to know your opinions and your thoughts. Top it up with me on June 11th. Y'all know the number, 646-716-8697. We're going to definitely speak on the 11th. That is going to be a Thursday. Now, the next show I have is going to be on the 16th of June. And many of you know, June 16th is Tupac Shakur's birthday. All right? Now, today, Tupac, not today, on June 16th, Tupac is, would have been 38 years old. And what we're going to do is take a look back on his life, celebrate his music, go back to the night of September 7th when we lost an icon in our black culture. We did a show earlier last month, and I'm going to actually re-air that show probably tomorrow night. But it was so much information that I wanted to give and that I had found out. I felt like I really didn't do Tupac justice. So I'm going to celebrate this next show. This will be a part two. Because the first show was so successful and I ran out of time, didn't have enough time to really get detailed as I would have liked to. We're going to go ahead and continue it on his birthday and celebrate Tupac Shakur. Moving right along on June 18th, this is how he going to do it. We're going to have Montez Jordan bringing his swag on Brown Sugar Radio. You know, Montez Jordan keeps it real and he's going to update us on his recent album, latest news for his fans, and we're going to catch up on how he's been doing. So you definitely don't want to miss this interview. It's going to be June 18th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Speaking of the Tupac show, I forgot to mention, that show is going to air on a Tuesday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, all right? So the time will be later for that Tupac show, but normally we air at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And finally, for June 25th, the show that we're going to end the month with a bang is going to be, can you marry a man or woman that makes less money than you? Can you handle a partner that doesn't have as much drive or ambition as you? Does true love exist anymore? Or are we just looking for a mate with benefits? Let me know. You know, I hear a lot about, oh, well, I'm not marrying for love the next time. I'm going to marry for money. But is that truly what it's all about? I mean, for real. After the money spent, after you got the house, after you've exercised everything, money doesn't buy happiness. But can you handle a man or a woman that doesn't make as much as you, and maybe you feel like you're being used or played? Maybe you're tired of paying all the bills, and they only getting their hair and nails done, or they only going out buying new Jordans. Who knows? But definitely, y'all got to let me know your thoughts on that. And that show is going to air on June 25th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, I believe I've went over everything. I'd love to have each and every single one of you contact me for any show ideas, any guests you'd love to hear from. Holla at your girl and let me know. BrownSugarRadio@yahoo.com is where I can be reached. For new artists that are listening to the show, if you're interested in being a guest, please send me two MP3 selections. And give me a brief bio. Let me know what y'all about, and I'll check it out for you. I'll show you some love if I'm feeling you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. And we do have some more exciting celebrity guests that'll be appearing in July, but let's just take it one day at a time. We're going to work with June first. Then I'll let you know the schedule for July. Y'all just got to come back and see what's popping on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. So that's what's up. But I just got to say that I appreciate all my listeners, and I just want to let you know that I'm very grateful for those who write me and express your opinions, and for those who write and offer suggestions for the show. And please remember to rate the show at the end of this segment. And join us, please. It's complimentary to set up an account on Blog Talk Radio. It's complimentary. All you have to do is log on to Blog Talk Radio, create a user account, and you want to lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, all right? So you can be notified when we have hot and exciting juicy topics or your favorite guest, your favorite celebrity on Brown Sugar Radio, all right? So that's what's up. We only have a few minutes remaining, and I just want to say that I think that with everything going on in the world today, I'm just grateful. You know, I'm grateful for my health, my stress, my children. I'm grateful for myself. I'm grateful for the good girlfriends that I have. That we laugh together, we cry together, we pray together. I want to say thank you. Y'all know who you are, all the supporters of Brown Sugar Radio that have made this happen. I got to say what's up to my boy TB. TB Creations is in the house. He's the one that creates all the beautiful flyers and banners for Brown Sugar Radio, and he does an excellent job. And so in his absence, I got to give him a shout out and say, what's up, PB? And he'll be joining us shortly. I know many of his fans are looking for him, and he's just been working. Brother on the move, right? Mad at that, he got to make his paper. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and close for tonight. And before I close, I just want to read these words of encouragement. And it says, love yourself, you know, put yourself first, keep out of debt, and owe no man nothing except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor, he who practices loving others, has fulfilled the law relating to one's fellowship, meeting all its requirements. Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So we need a healthy respect for ourselves if we want to enjoy our relationships with other people. If we don't have balanced love for ourselves, it's difficult to love others. Life is no fun if we can't enjoy other people because they are everywhere we go. Sometimes it is difficult to get along with other people because they seem so different from us. But it is our differences that make us need one another. God designed us to need each other's friendships and talents. Do something nice for someone today. Let someone know that you appreciate him or her. I just want to close on that note and say thank you so much for tuning in to the live show on Blog Talk Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening.
The most impressive show on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time.